Well before Americans vote for president, Mexicans make their presidential choice July 1st, and polls show many voters are ready to embrace the past.
The Institutional Revolutionary Party, known better by its initials PRI or PRI, is leading. That's the party that ruled Mexico for more than seven decades before finally being thrown out a dozen years ago.
Mexico's election may depend in part on people barely old enough to remember the days when the PRI was in power. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports from Mexico City.
For the past few weeks, two things have been happening quite a lot in the Mexican capital: rain and protests. Hitting the streets are students from some of Mexico's most elite universities. They're protesting everything from possible electoral fraud to what they say is biased media coverage in favor of the PRI party's candidate, Enrique Peña Nieto. In the past weeks, the students have been busy. They ran Peña Nieto out of what was supposed to be a friendly visit to one of the city's private universities. They filled the city's historic Zocalo Square with a concert that included some of Mexico's most famous artists. And they've made enough noise over the internet and social media to attract three of the four presidential candidates to a debate Tuesday night. Peña Nieto declined to attend. But like a lot in their fledgling movement, the debate wasn't well organized. Candidates insisted students stay out of the debate venue, a downtown auditorium, that had many students standing outside in a light drizzle, huddled around a small radio with a bullhorn pressed against the speaker. Tevia de Lara, an economics major at the ITAM University, says a major goal of the movement is to bring more competition to the media market in a nation where almost everyone has a television, but few have internet.
We see ourselves as the new generation of Mexicans, so to speak, the generation that's going to revolutionize the country.
De Lara says if the PRI comes back to power, he fears a return to authoritarianism and says he'll vote for anyone else. But despite the students' recent activities, polls show much of Mexico's youth backs Peña Nieto. That's according to Felipe Maldonado with the Mitofsky Polling Group.
Es limitada la influencia que tienen por todos lados.
And he says their influence is limited. They are not dependable voters. Their turnout is usually low. One exception was in 2000, the historic election that ousted the PRI from power after seven decades. But since then, their numbers have plunged, and pollster Maldonado says he doesn't expect this time to be any different. That could be because for much of Mexico's under 30 crowd, protesting and political involvement is a luxury. Most have more immediate needs. 27-year-old Alberto Saino shouts to shoppers at an open-air market in Nezahualcóyotl, one of the poorest cities right outside Mexico City. He's selling used baby clothes laid out on his feet on a tarp given to him by the Peña Nieto campaign. The candidate's well-coiffed hair and telegenic smile peek out from under mounds of onesies and footy pajamas.
No tengo ninguna inclinación política, a pesar
he says
de que
he doesn't back Peña Nieto, he just needed a tarp. Sainos has a bachelor's degree in engineering, but says he makes more here at the market than in a foreign factory paying what he calls slave wages. He says there is a lot of talent in Mexico going to waste. Mexico's youth suffer the highest rates of unemployment and poverty. They're also among the highest number of victims in the nation's six-year-long drug war, which has claimed more than 50,000 lives. Tevia de Lara of the student movement says if the events of the last weeks are any indication, the protests will continue.
It tells a lot about the force that young people in Mexico have, and we're not stopping now.
That's because, he says, there is a lot to fight for. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.